Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Steven's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, of course, I'm going to talk about the impact of the elections on social media. I'm going to talk about a really cool campaign of Burger King and how a old-fashioned computer game is really booming again. Welcome to this new episode. Of course, the theme of this week were the elections in the United States, and it was crazy to follow how Twitter, but also TikTok, really had to do everything they could to stop the spreading of fake news. Fake news spread by the main characters in the whole thing, but also by other people, by media. And the cool thing was that Twitter blocked tweets from President Trump, but not just from President Trump, also from other people, other media that try to share news, individuals that try to share news. And Twitter always added like this warning that all votes were not counted yet. So it's intriguing to see how these platforms have to fight against fake news and have to fight to keep their own credibility going. And it's so interesting to see how this will evolve in the next couple of years, because this is the main challenge for social media, keeping them trustworthy. Pokemon Go came out in 2016, and it was the mobile game of the year back then, and now we don't talk about it that much anymore. But I can tell you, in 2020, Pokemon Go is now again the third most important mobile game in terms of revenues. They had a revenue of more than $1 billion this year. And the reason is the pandemic, COVID-19. Because of COVID, many people had to stay inside, and Pokemon Go created a new version that was really focused on making sure that people could have fun with it in their own backyard and in their own house. And again, it became very popular, and because of that, it was on number 3 of the games with the biggest mobile revenues this year in 2020. It's always cool to see how companies try to do the good thing. And especially this year with COVID-19, we've seen so many cool examples. I talked about them in previous weeklies. And this week, Burger King came out with a very nice campaign in Europe where they try to motivate their customers to buy from other restaurants. Like, the headline of the campaign is "Buy at McDonald's." So Burger King is basically advertising and motivating people to buy at McDonald's, because what they want to do with this campaign is motivate the entire community in Europe to buy food in different restaurants, not just with them, but with every chain that you can imagine, because everyone is in need of support in that industry. And it's really cool to see how one of the market leaders is actually supporting the rest of the industry. Earlier this year, many big advertisers announced that they would no longer advertise on Facebook if they wouldn't step in stronger in terms of avoiding racism and hatred and things like that. So big companies said they would no longer advertise on Facebook. Well, this week the financial results of Facebook came out, and they didn't suffer too much from this action of these big advertisers. In fact, the revenue grew with 22%, which is higher than what the analysts at Wall Street were expecting. And the big reason for this jump and this increase is the pandemic, of course. More and more people are turning towards social media. They have now about 2.7 billion users on all of their platforms. But the biggest increase of advertisement came from e-commerce companies, companies that wanted to advertise and to make sure that people would find their way to their e-commerce store. And the high increase of e-commerce is the reason why Facebook is increasing so rapidly in terms of revenues right now. It's interesting to see how a new trend appeals in the market, and that again, one of these big technology platforms is benefiting from that. Oh, and as the last item of my weekly, I would like to mention that I have written a new book. It's written in Dutch, so this is for the people in Belgium and the Netherlands. It's a technology thriller that I wrote in the last year and a half. It took me a lot of effort to write it, but I'm very proud that it's finally released. And I really hope that you guys will like it. And if you're looking for a nice Christmas gift this year, maybe this can be a cool idea. Eternal technology thriller, a description of life in 2041. I really hope you're gonna enjoy it. So everyone, this was my weekly update. I really hope you enjoyed it. See you again next week for a new episode of Steven's Week. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.